from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Find the game.
It is 8 o'clock. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And you guys trying to figure out the song?
No, it's just a completely different feel of the musical selection when Day-Day is behind the board than when Dylon is back there.
He's got a wide, Day-Day's got a wide range, dude.
And I appreciate yeah.
wide
that.
Range. I do too.
Well, it's because it's the range. Artist in him. He appreciates all
is
forms of music. Yeah. Because
yeah.
he was a rapper.
Yeah, I know he was. Were you ever DJ, Day-Day? You ever DJ?
No, never DJ. Well, I take
do
that
you
back.
Have
tried to DJ for a slight minute.
Do yeah. you have a track or two that we can, I would like to
sample?
I yeah. do. I just got to, I know where one is, I believe. I got to kind of go through my emails because my guy, DJ Nabs, I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. That's who I used to do my music with, but he sent me a couple some years back when he was kind of like, going from putting stuff, digitizing everything,
yeah.
and he sent me a couple of MP3s.
When's the last time
that I actually
yeah.
hit some spit some bars?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been years, probably at least 20 years, maybe.
Wow.
So these are,
wow.
you have to dust these off.
Yeah, I got to dust them off.
Well, I knew you were going that direction when you said when he digitized everything.
I know. I was like, oh.
Does your wife know that you used to?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Why? How we got her?
She, no, well, no, that's definitely not how
I know.
He rolled up
know.
With his Louis carry-on and his crossbody, and he was like, what's up?
He spit some.
Nah, man. We don't do crossbodies.
Spit some fireworks. Think of the.
Drop the hot 16. Spit a hot 16.
Dylon. Okay, anyway.
I could see. I bet you Dylon's over there in Brazil right now rocking a crossbody.
100%.
It's
Gucci,
probably got an Eagles logo
like a
on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Guaranteed.
All right. As I mentioned, it's time for the wake-up call. You can give us a shout, 404-726-0929. You can tell us your thoughts on the Falcons and the expectations for the pass rush this season. Why will this be a breakout season? And or Bijan, why is he even more set up for success this year? Or we can get into the lame or corny discussion, which I am neither. So, all right, let me go to the lines now. We got Kareem waiting on us. Good morning, Kareem.
Good morning, Chef. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good, and you?
Hey, Chef, I'm good. Listen, I'm going to have to ride with my boy, Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid, because I'm a big W Sauce fan.
Yeah.
I'm not in the nation.
But in the nation.
I ain't with no crossbody bag. If a man wearing a crossbody bag, that's a no-go. Not from where I'm from. I'm from Cottage Park. We don't rock like that, right? You can't do it. When I travel, I got the Louis Duffel, right?
Yeah.
Cartier,
oh.
Louis Duffel. Driving shoes on, right? Driving loafers on, right? You know? It got to match your swag. Crossbody
right.
bag,
okay.
it doesn't do it for me.
All right.
Thank
Fair
you,
enough.
Kareem.
That's
I feel vindicated.
I was asked in the which one Wednesday. Now, I don't have an issue with the Louis Duffel. I have no issue with
That's
that.
True.
All right?
The question was,
you've
which
never
one's classier.
Said anything negative about it.
The question was, yeah, I'm going for practicality. And so for me, practicality is just having the crossbody. But if you're traveling, yes, you need a bag.
Yeah, and I'm only traveling for like a day and a half, 2 days, and I have limited amount. Jake hit us up on Twitter, Tiff, and he was talking about the sleeping away or at home, and he was like, look, man, you bring your own pillow, you bring a box fan, and I hit him back. I go, Jake, I don't have unlimited amount of items I can take on the Falcons
plane. If you're driving.
Yeah, I was like, if I get on there with a box fan, And, you know, like my own pillow, B. Rick's going to be like, nah, man, you got to leave that on the bus, all
your
right?
Options are endless.
We also want to call attention to our buddy Chris out there on Twitter. Tweeted at us. He said, you all should be concerned that Tiff would rather sleep in a hotel than at home. Need to buy her some 1,000-count sheets or teddy bears or something. She definitely lost.
Look, I've been out here hustling for a mattress deal, okay? Have I slid into some DMs of mattress providers? I have. I'm not ashamed.
Oh, boy.
A teddy bear? No. Not need stuffed
so
animals
funny,
anymore.
I don't know. I'm calling foul on Jake, though, that said the pillows. He said if he has to get on a plane and he can't bring his box fan, he said he just buys one from Walmart and then returns it before he leaves wherever he was going.
That's a pro move. I'm in a city for 18 hours. I do not have this time.
This is totally off subject, but I do want to applaud myself. I did it again where I got dropped off after traveling, and I timed out my DoorDash order because there was no food.
Oh, that's so solid.
So pull up, and DoorDash pulls up, boom.
What type of fare did
you go with?
Takes a
lot of skill to do.
What type of fare?
I like ramen.
It was ramen.
So
okay.
I did Jinya, and I shout out to them. But anyway, it timed out very well, and I'm just proud of myself again. I start the process on the plane train, then I make it place the order when I'm in the car.
I will say, Tiff, you'd have been proud of me. I did that during training camp. Bo and I were headed to Flowery Branch, and I woke up in the morning and I got on my phone and I did a pickup order at Whataburger up in Buford, and I was like, yo, I don't want to wait in that drive through line. I'm gonna just slide through there and grab this thing, and I did. I said, Bo, I'm going to be late. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and put in the cigar.
Was that the time that it sat in your bag for 2 hours before you decided to hand them out?
That's exactly when it was.
It's unfortunate. All right, back to the lines we go. We got Skip waiting on us. Good morning, Skip.
Mike Mafia, we going to do this, baby.
Tell him about it, Skip.
Prince is Rocky, how you doing?
What?
Prince's Rocky,
with a
Rocky theme song.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm good.
Squid, how you doing there, sir?
Oh, he's not in a good mood.
I'm fantastic. Skipper, how are you?
He lost.
I'm doing okay. Okay, I got one Braves question. I got one Animals thing for y'all, too. Okay, and a Braves question. If the Braves make the playoff, if they make it, is Brian Snicker manager of the year in the National League, you think? I mean, who else can be National League if the Braves make a playoff with all the injuries we had?
And give us your other question, too.
Oh, okay. And the animal question. I know y'all animal lovers and stuff. I was in the yard cutting the grass the other day, and I saw a turtle without his shell. I saw a turtle without his shell. Is that turtle considered homeless, or he just
All right. Thanks, Skip. All right, let's answer the first one first. Is Snick?
I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that's done a better job managing the injuries that Brian Snicker has. I don't know. There's been some craziness that have gone on with some other teams. I know the Brewers and their situation. Craig Council leaving and headed to Chicago, and they're in a pretty good spot as well. So, you could look at a number of different places, but there's a big hurdle up if they're going to make the playoffs between now and then.
Yeah, I think it's who would deserve it, but I don't think they would give it to him. I think Carlos Mendoza might get it before with the job he's done with the Mets, and whether you like it or not, that was a team that was had zero expectations. So the fact that they're in a pennant race, I just don't think they would give it to him. I really don't. That's just my thought. I do think he's done probably one of his best manager jobs ever, if not the best. You know, 21 stands out with what he did, but this is right up there.
Look, I know what you're looking at, Mike, and I see Squidvillian's tweet as well. And I will get to that in just a second, but first let me go to Chief.
That's pretty good.
Good morning, Chief.
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, T? So my girl, you having a problem with mattresses, huh? You know, like I told Dylan, he had a problem with one TV, and I tried to get him a TV off of Old National behind the flea market.
Oh, my God, I forgot
Look,
about that.
I found the holy grail of mattresses. It was at a fancy hotel I was at. But
I forgot.
I'm working on it.
You got to hook up on mattresses, Chief? I might have to get in touch with you.
We hit up the Days Inn over here off of Old National. So, we hit the Days Inn up. So, we got mattresses in the back of the old National flea market still. But my question for you guys today is, you know, this football weekend is coming up, and I like me a big breakfast, right? So what are you guys thinking? I'm going to go with what you guys think this weekend for my Sunday breakfast. What, we got waffles, pancakes, or French toast? What do you guys think?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to tell you something. At one point in time, I was nicknamed Flapjack Squidbilly. I'm telling you to go with the pancakes, baby.
Okay.
All day long.
I feel like I love pancakes, but because this is week one, it's a special occasion. Bring out the waffles.
Yeah, I'm more of a waffle guy.
Bring
myself.
The waffles. Whipped cream, strawberries.
Waffle House over IHOP, man. Is what it is.
I'm torn. Pancakes, waffles.
That's not even the conversation. But you gotta get the blueberries inside of the pancake mix, so that way they're cooked into them. Oh, so good.
Squidbilly, I never took you as a Micah. That sounds too normal of a name, and then you go by Squidbilly. Look, he tweeted at us that I might be paying off. Day Day.
Read it,
Elise. All right, fine. He said, might be some money flowing from Tiff Blackman's crossbody bag into D's pockets. Ruling was suspect, and my call was cut off when I called him out on it. Day Day.
Oh, okay. Censoring free speech back there.
He also said I was corny.
He was cut off back there.
He said I was corny for listening to Eye of the Tiger.
But Day Day said he hung up. So Day was like, maybe he'll call back. I don't know.
Now, there's two sides to every story, and we've got the other side.
You got that side. I did not hang up on that man. We were talking.
Mike was in the room.
I wasn't controlling the phone.
And I just
hung
up back there.
That's
Day Day.
Funny,
I'm. You. I tell you what.
I am an honest man.
I mean,
see, that didn't sound honest right there. I'm not gonna lie, Day Day, but I know you are. I know you are.
I thought he was.
I love that, man. That's so good.
Second,
so good.
I want you to
rap for us one more. And I want to put you on the spot.
Don't put that man out there. You don't have to do it today.
But just think, let it marinate.
Actually, write us a morning shift rap, and then you can be on your entrance.
Squidbillion also said, you're corny if you ever looked yourself in the mirror and said,
I just said that. But I didn't look myself in the mirror. I drove in my Pontiac Bonneville back in the day to my game.
Was it red?
No, it was black. It was my mom's car. It was like passed down.
I don't know. Neither one of y'all were here the day that Dylan, that we went in on Dylan about the TV situation. Neither one of y'all.
No,
were
but
here.
I heard about it.
I'll have to tell you, Tiff, on the other side of the break about Dylan's viewing setup. It's one of the most unbelievable things I've ever heard. I stopped the show mid-show and I was like, dude, there's no way this is a real story.
Does he know how many TVs he can buy for one trip to Brazil?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he can fill his whole apartment up with TVs.
I'll tell you that story, Tiff. It's crazy.
All right. Can't wait to hear that when we come back, as well as get you caught up on your Braves and the Rockies. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Boomer Esiason with Sportsman.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.